Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show. So far, you got the podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always call or text us at 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. And, of course, the show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Big news this weekend. It wasn't just big, you know, upsets and big games. We didn't even mention, Sip, the four overtime game between Auburn and Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama overcomes a 10-0 deficit late that game, forces overtime, and they do win in four overtimes by two against Auburn. So their season's still alive in terms of their hopes of the playoff. They'll play Georgia this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If Georgia beats them by, like, double digits, do they still make the playoff?
Two losses.
Yeah, I know. With a loss the week before to a playoff team.
I'd have to size it up. Don't ask me that right
yes,
now.
Yes, we'll see.
I need to size it up.
Could be a weekend of chaos again, once again in the playoff.
I don't.
Standings.
Come on. I mean, maybe we're just overthinking this. They barely beat 6-5 Auburn. I mean, they got lucky, really.
They've looked very subpar for an Alabama
team.
I just
don't know if the committee... If they get hammered by Georgia, and they're coming off of an escape against an Auburn team that had been playing horrible defense.
Yep.
I don't know.
And they had 0 points halfway through the fourth quarter.
No, I don't know. Two losses, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, that is not a standard Alabama team we've been used to the last 15 years in college football.
Uh-uh. All right, let's get to the big news. Although, there's a part of me that says we haven't talked about Logan Smothers. I guess we have all week to do that.
We did. We'll get to that more tomorrow.
Okay, or later in the show.
Or that, yeah. Okay, so the big news yesterday, Sip, was here I am watching NFL games at the bar. I get on Twitter and say, oh, there's breaking news. This certain coach had said, I'm not going to LSU the night before in a loss to Oklahoma State in the Bedlam battle because he's going to USC instead. Lincoln Riley is going to USC. Let's play his new music. No, we're not playing the game show right now. This is for you, Lincoln Riley. There it is. Sip is, if you're watching the video stream, Sip has
the victory sign.
Celebrating. Lincoln Riley, the newest head coach at USC. This is a huge, huge splash hire for them. And congrats to Lincoln Riley on winning the Pac-12 for the time coming here.
Congratulations to Mike Bone, USC AD, who I think maybe pulled an end around here. I mean, Lincoln Riley...
Explain that to people.
Well, it's... Okay, so there was a lot of smoke about Lincoln Riley going to be the next football coach at Louisiana State.
LSU.
LSU, Louisiana State. It makes you wonder if Mike Bone created that scenario to put up a smoke screen because Lincoln Riley told the world Saturday night, I'm definitely not going to be the next head football coach at LSU. Bone created a situation for Riley where he didn't have to lie. I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU. It's possible that, you know, guys do care about that sometimes. They don't want to have to lie about this stuff. Maybe Bone said, I got this. I'll handle it. And he created the LSU rumor somehow. Maybe. I mean, it makes you wonder, right? Because that was where all the smoke was. And then, wait a second, all the smoke is Lincoln Riley to LSU. And then here comes the end of round. Out of the smoke, he goes to USC.
Yeah.
Mike Bone pulls it off. And it makes perfect sense, though. And I know you're going to go into it, and you know why it all makes perfect sense, right? Because Lincoln Riley doesn't necessarily want to go in to what Barry Trammell, friend of the show, calls the SEC, a den of vipers. A den
That's
of vipers.
That's a pretty good description of it, isn't it?
He doesn't want to mess with that.
Why would you?
Well, why do you say that?
Well,
I know what you're saying. I want to hear you say it.
It does feel like, more often than not, two teams from the SEC get into the playoff. They have a better chance than any other conference, but it's also easier to just go undefeated in your own conference to get there than going into the den of vipers and having to win all these games against very quality teams in the loaded SEC.
Yep, yep.
The Pac-12, I mean, Oregon Utah's had a nice run. Oregon is a okay team. But Lincoln Riley is going to say, I'm going to make this back to what it was with Pete Carroll. Why can't I?
You got it.
This was a dynasty.
You got it.
USC in the mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s, was an absolute dynasty. They were in the title game more often than not.
Right.
And they have all the talent in the world out there. That UCLA has been beating them for some reason.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well.
Chip Kelly is a very sad man this morning.
Right. I mean, since Pete Carroll's departure, the Trojans have gone 95-53 with what Barry, by the way, I'm looking at his Barry Trammell's column in the Daily Oklahoman. He calls it a wild collection of coaches. Think about what USC has had since Pete Carroll. Oh, it's a wild collection. Lane Kiffin, Ed Orgeron, Steve Sarkisian, Clay Helton, Dante Williams. Now, they just got a big-time upgrade.
Yeah.
They got Lincoln Riley, who's 55-10 at Oklahoma. I mean, that...
Only 38 years old, too.
Yeah, he's 55-10. That's the... By the way, Jake, that's the best winning percentage in Oklahoma football history.
Wow.
That's better than Stoops, who was 798, who, by the way, is going to coach the team in the bowl game.
I love that. Stoops. Love that.
Better than Bud Wilkinson, who was at 826, and better than Switzer, who was at 837. Yeah, Lincoln Riley has put Oklahoma in a double transition. They're transitioning to a new league with a new coach. And that's now what becomes of Oklahoma is the question. All right, now obviously it depends on who they get. But come on. Now if you're an Oklahoma fan, you feel pretty skittish right now, right?
Yeah. It's still an attractive job. I mean, it's certainly a place that you can get a great coach.
Okay, now is it? How attractive is it when you just established they're going into the den of vipers?
It's still attractive.
This
is a
come up.
It's still a very successful school.
This
very
all
good program.
Feels like a comeuppance for Texas and Oklahoma. Like, okay, you're gonna upset the college football world by going to the SEC. Good luck with.
I think
all
Texas
that.
Is screwed.
They seem like it.
I think Texas is just plain out screwed.
It seems like it.
Why would you do this to yourself?
You can't take a country club mentality into the SEC.
You can't win in the Big 12 right now. And you're going to go to the SEC and just figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
You have been irrelevant for a decade
mm-hmm.
in college football.
Now, Oklahoma, I don't know what you're what have you heard from Oklahoma? I mean, I'm thinking, I like the idea of Josh Heupel going back there. Now, he's only been at Tennessee 1 year. And Stoops fired him as the offensive coordinator. Bob Stoops fired Josh Heupel. Okay, that doesn't matter. People, that doesn't matter. Heupel would go back there for $9 million.
I don't think you want him right now.
Are you sure? He's done really well at Tennessee.
He's been there for 1 year. They went 7-5, right?
Yeah.
So it's good. Which is good.
Yeah. Take that. They love him at Tennessee. They love him at Tennessee.
I know. I'd be surprised if Oklahoma went that route.
Okay, who would you like?
Why?
Mark Stoops?
I'm not joking when I say this.
Bob Stoops.
Why can't Bob Stoops do it again?
He's 62. I don't know.
He's 61.
Okay, whatever he is, I think he's 62. But the I mean, no, I'm not. I think that would be good. I just wonder if he would he just go back and do that?
Why wouldn't? Why can't he? Why couldn't he do it?
Well, he retired. I mean, he retired. Would he come out of the retirement to take the same job?
Let's say that he's going to coach the bowl game. Let's say they win it, and he looks like he's got energy. Why wouldn't he want that job again? It's still a good job. Even though Lincoln Riley's leaving, it's still a good job. He knows
he
it himself. He's coached there for forever.
He might want it. He might want it. I mean, I don't know. I would tell you this. If I'm the AD, it would give me pause. The guy retired. Are you sure you want to do this? You got the energy?
Bill Snyder retired once, too, and came back and got K-State very close to going to a championship.
Mm-hmm. He could do it. I guess that would be number one choice, I think. I don't know. It depends who else is available. What about Mark Stoops? I think Mark Stoops is LSU bound. That's what I think.
You think so?
Yeah. And I'm not talking out my you-know-what. It's not like I don't talk to other coaches.
How do you think that gets received in LSU?
I don't know.
LSU's fan base.
LSU's a problem area because it's a tough job, and coaches know it. They know that it's like the old Nebraska. If you go 9-4 there, you might get fired.
I'm still surprised that they're not – You're not hearing Dave Aranda with that job.
Aranda's sticking at Baylor. He re-signed with Baylor.
Okay, sorry. I missed that one.
Yeah, Aranda re-signed. So who is LSU?
Who else?
So it was Lincoln
that?
Riley, it seemed like.
It sounded like Lincoln Riley or bust.
Well,
and now bust
I think
happened.
Bust might be Mark Stoops, and then Neil Brown goes to Kentucky.
Okay. Well, I like that for Kentucky.
What I'm hearing, and nobody believes it, but like I said, coaching world. I'm talking coaching world. That's the buzz. Stoops to LSU, Neil Brown to Kentucky.
If I'm a Kentucky
Neil
fan.
Neil Brown's at West Virginia.
Yeah, if I'm a Kentucky fan, I think that's a pretty decent hire. Decent. Yeah. Not great. Decent. I like Neil Brown. He was great at Troy. He's been okay at West Virginia. Okay, not great.
Who else going to LSU? Aranda's out off the board.
Okay, Aranda's out.
Aranda's staying at Baylor.
I don't think Matt Campbell's going there.
Okay, I don't either.
Because the rumor has been for Washington for him, right? For Matt Campbell, if he leaves?
I'm going to do a little...
Billy Napier's going to Florida. That's the Lafayette coach. Louisiana Lafayette coach is going to Florida.
It's done.
Done.
Done yesterday.
Done deal.
Florida hired Billy Napier, who's probably on the cusp of his second conference championship. That's the Sun Belt they're in. Is that right? He's in the Sun Belt. Billy Napier, who has the famous quote of the year. I'm blowing it. Scared money ain't good money. Is that what it is?
I'll get it.
Come on.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Okay, I'm trying to think of other names.
No, I got it.
Other names that could go to LSU. If you have any out there, 4-6
Scared money don't make money.
Scared money
don't make money. It was 14-3 against Ohio. They had it on the foot line, Louisiana. They had it on the foot line. And, again, 14-3 at going into halftime, seconds left. He went for it, made it 21-3, and they asked him, why did you go for it there when you could have kicked the field goal to go up 17-3? He said, scared money don't make money. Billy Napier.
Here's a name Billy Napier being mentioned. On
for
the
LSU.
No. This would be actually for Oklahoma.
No. Let's stay with LSU.
Okay, all right.
Who's being mentioned for LSU?
I don't know where they're going. If it's Mark Stoops, I mean, is that their best option they have right now? Think about it. Is that the question I have?
How about Lane Kiffin?
Do you think that's a job he'd want to take?
I don't know.
Ole Miss has far, it's not low pressure, but it's less pressure than LSU is going to be. I mean, Ole Miss is not expecting national titles every year.
To your credit, Paul Feinbaum is saying you still hear Dave Aranda, even though he's getting a new deal.
Yeah. you heard $12 million they were going to pay for Lincoln Riley, possibly. That was a rumor out there. They'd pay that per year. So they're not scared of paying anybody a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Even if there's already an extension on the books with somewhere else or a deal in place.
This is what Feinbaum said, but I thought it was interesting. Mark Stoops' name was out there as well, but with all due respect to Mark Stoops, I don't think that's the whale that we all gave Scott Woodward credit for reeling in. Scott Woodward, of course, is the LSU AD. Stoops has reportedly been the fallback plan. Okay. But this is what Feinbaum says. Stoops has reportedly been the fallback plan. I'm talking about Mark Stoops here, not Bob. But Stoops, Mark Stoops, if he were to be offered, might even stay at Kentucky. So that now what he's saying is Aranda, if he stays at Baylor, then it would be Matt Campbell on the board. There you go. That's the answer.
Does Matt Campbell want a job in the SEC?
Does Matt Campbell want the Oklahoma job?
Now that's interesting.
Yes. He could make that move, right?
We had someone text about the Oklahoma job. Is there any chance there's been a guy that's been out there for a long time, never a head coach, but always a hot name, Brent Venables? He's at Clemson right now.
So.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
They wanted to stay out. Boy, Lincoln Riley was not.
There's a reason Venables hasn't been a head coach, okay? And it's not just because he's a good defensive coordinator. I just think he's been passed over a lot of times for probably a reason, right? I don't know why exactly. Oklahoma, who else you thinking? I like Heupel. I like him.
Heupel.
You gotta give me another name.
Well, the thing with Heupel is what's going to back him up is that Lincoln Riley didn't have much coaching experience before he was the head coach. I mean, he was the coordinator, right? So in terms of if you're talking about a coach that needs a lot of head coach experience, Lincoln Riley did not have that, and he still was very successful. So that helps you out in that department where Heupel's only been a head coach for a couple years at UCF and now 1 year at Tennessee. Yes, he was good this year at Tennessee, going 7-5 and getting to a bowl game. Kudos to him. I just wonder if that's your top target or not. If there's somebody else above him that they try to go get.
Daily Oklahoman, the Oklahoman newspaper. Who are the candidates? Well, Brent Venables.
Okay.
This is for Oklahoma.
Yep.
Brent Venables. Okay, the Clemson defensive coordinator, former defensive coordinator at Oklahoma. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shane Beamer, the South Carolina head coach. This is the Oklahoman newspaper speculating. Shane Beamer, the South Carolina head coach, served as OU's assistant head coach from 2018 to 20.
There's belief he might be going to Vautech,
okay.
Possibly, though, too.
Okay. They do mention Dave Aranda. Aranda has been a popular name on the coaching carousel. Dennis Dodd reported on Friday that Aranda is expected to sign an extension with Baylor sometime over the next 2 weeks. But I guess that could change. So you're right.
Yeah. That's what I said. Don't count Aranda out yet.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think so.
Well, would you count Aranda out at LSU then?
No, I don't count him out for anything.
Yeah. Matt Campbell, another one that they're speculating in Oklahoma. Alex Grinch, the defensive coordinator.
Alex Grinch is going to USC with Lincoln Riley per... this morning I was told.
Okay, so those are the names. The only one we didn't mention was Shane Beamer.
There's a name that was mentioned by Adam Schefter yesterday for the job.
Oh yeah, Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury, the current Arizona Cardinals head coach, is seen by per Adam Schefter to be one of the top target, if not the top target, one of the top targets for Oklahoma.
That's splashy. That's a splashy hire.
I'm just curious. You have the best record in the NFL. Why would you leave right now?
Why do you want to go in the den of vipers, the SEC, the den of vipers?
Yeah.
Why would you? Okay, now, I got a question for you. Are some coaches, does it make the Oklahoma job less appealing? Does Bob Stoops take that job if it's the Big 12? Does Bob Stoops really want to go at age 61 or 62, whatever he is, into the den of vipers?
To answer your question, I think being in the SEC makes it less attractive now.
Yes, I do too. Because that's why Lincoln Riley left.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I'm going to go to the Pac-12 where I can win a lot more easily than I can in the SEC.
Yep.
I don't blame him. It's a smart move.
Right. I think we agree. The Oklahoma job is less attractive. The question is, how much less attractive is it? Because maybe Bob Stoops says, Jake, I got a question for you. Why would Bob Stoops want to go into that recruiting world, the SEC?
Yeah.
Why would he want to do that?
That's the thing that hurts my argument for him, is that this is a guy that's been retired. Now it's going to get even harder in a new conference.
You got to be hungry to go into that situation.
You too.
You got to be hungry. He retired, Jake.
I know. makes Stoops seem unlikely.
Yeah, it does. I think you need that, like, another coach like Lincoln Riley, who's in his 30s or 40s, who's hungry. You got to. I'm not saying that Bob Stoops isn't, but there's levels of hunger, right? And I got some pretty good evidence that his level might not be as much as some other guys because he walked away from it at a young age, relatively, 50s. He walked away from it, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't that make you automatically question his hunger level compared to some
others? It does. But I'm with you. To go back on what you were saying, yeah, I too believe that the move to the SEC is making that job way less appealing than what it was for Oklahoma.
Scary for Oklahoma.
Did they expect that? I don't know, but I think that's what's happening right now.
I do. It's like a comeuppance for Texas and Oklahoma. You upset the apple cart. Let's see how it works for you guys.
Well, we're getting a lot of people mentioning that. We'll get to Brandon, who's been waiting for a second on the phone. Hang on, Brandon. But a name that we haven't heard yet that is still coaching in a different league that, of course, always comes up when there's big jobs available. Urban Meyer's having a rough time at Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a rough time.
He ain't going to Oklahoma.
Could he go to LSU?
That'd be more likely. That's another job, though. I'm telling you, in the coaching world, you can say what you want. Big stadium, tradition, good recruiting base. That's a tough job because it's rough down there. Boosters are rough. I mean, that's a tough job.
By the way, someone's saying you guys aren't talking enough about how many kids are following Lincoln Riley. So his top three players in this upcoming recruiting class are all from California.
Mm-hmm.
The same school, I believe, or the same city. Mm-hmm. All the top three. His top three players in this class mm-hmm. are all from California. See ya. They're going to SC. Mm-hmm. He had a five-star running back. I think that might be one of the same guys. I mean, if it's not, still, you're losing a five-star running back that decommitted yesterday.
Mm. Well, I know this. He has a five-star quarterback at Oklahoma from California, a five-star running back who you're alluding to, and two five-star receivers. On the Oklahoma roster, two five-star receivers from California, a five-star running back, and a five-star quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, he's going to kill it in California.
Yeah, they're going to do just fine. By the way, via Greg in Myrtle Beach, he says Shane Beamer turned down Va Tech with a public statement last week.
Okay.
So I guess he's still...
But what would Beamer do for you? If you're an Oklahoma fan.
If I was at Va Tech, I'd do a lot. But if I'm at Oklahoma, it doesn't do a lot at all for me. LSU.
What would Cliff Kingsbury do?
A lot.
Hello. That's the name. If I'm Joe Castiglione, the AD, I mean, if you're trying to make a splash, isn't that the name?
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah, that's a pretty big
then
splash.
Then who's second? Aranda?
Maybe. I don't know. It's not Mark Stoops.
Nope.
It's not.
I'm just saying.
That's the same for LSU, too. That name might be good, but it's not a splash.
No, it's not a big splash. No, it's not. I'm just telling you what I've heard. Stoops to LSU, Neil Brown to Kentucky.
Okay.
Coaching circles, that's what's going around.
It's going to call from Brandon. Brandon, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Tip, I just wanted to call in and own up to my loss. You know, Ohio State let me down, and Michigan and Harbaugh came through.
Yeah, I have to own up too.
The whole thing with this Oklahoma Lincoln Riley issue, and I go back to when we were talking about what Nebraska would have to do if they went after a big named coach if Scott Frost left or got fired. You kind of laughed at me when I said $15 million a year.
Yeah,
look
I did.
What LSU supposedly offered Lincoln Riley.
What'd they offer him?
$12 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not that far off. I think you're going to see over the next 5 years that figure keep jumping and jumping for these big-name programs.
Yeah.
The other name that I haven't heard yet, I know a lot of people have said Cliff Kingsbury, and then you guys obviously stole what I was going to bring up with Urban Meyer. He has the SEC background.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, you know, yes, it will be a tough transition for them. Don't get me wrong. But they are in a good location geographically with Oklahoma, Texas. You could pull those kids from Florida, Georgia, and tell them, hey, yeah, we're a little bit further west, but we're going to be playing all these schools off here to the southeast with you guys, and you can, you know, your parents can drive, you know, come in and watch those games. They're not going to have as much trouble as, say, Nebraska would, But the other one that I haven't heard yet, and be interesting to see if his name gets brought up, is Luke Fickell.
Yeah.
Up there at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously having a heck of a year up there. Granted, you know, when he was up at Ohio State, it was kind of rough, but he's turning things around there. It'd be interesting to see if his name ever gets brought up.
Yeah, it is interesting. We haven't even talked about him. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, what about Fickell, Jake?
Where's his best fit?
Well,
Oklahoma?
We thought it was USC.
Nope.
Okay, because why? Because Mike Bone, the USC athletic director, hired Luke Fickell at Cincinnati.
Right.
So a lot of people thought, okay, that's the fit. Fickell at USC. Okay, scratch that. Is Fickell a fit at LSU? Doesn't feel like it to me. What I've heard about Fickell is he has a very limited scope of where he wants to go. Notre Dame is one. Ohio State is one.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think there's too many others. Where would Fickell go?
Would Oklahoma want him? Does he want Oklahoma?
I don't know. I thought maybe what was going to happen was Brian Kelly would go to USC and Fickell would go to Notre Dame.
Mm.
Lincoln Riley
surprised
changed the conversation.
Whole cycle, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Well, congrats to USC.
Congrats to Mike Bone.
Yeah, big hire there. More next, an early break in the ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.